office.
Good evening. You're the first to arrive, Marco.
Okay. I'm going to mute for a bit.
Okay. Muted there. We're just waiting for more people to come. Malka, you can unmute it now if you can. We only have about another minute before the 10 minutes are up. Martha, I'm not sure if you're listening.
Brandela.
Brandy, you are amazing. Barbacation. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Minka. Our Pitkimo Yutav Chadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamesit Katcha Tamid Gamrem Betetresh Tzaditat Gimel Chasim Kadosh Ero Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geer Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodeya Talumo Shin Kufal Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and so we will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Noseaon Wafesha, We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is out to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. The first verse we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. L'shem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkin tebid hilu urchimu hilu hilu urchimu le'afta l'shem yud hei bevav hei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'tok Torah mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Amelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Melech Avo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Leene Shete Levi Vot Vivremi Ada. The second verse that we connect to for this energy of 5778 is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet, concealed within it. The letters of the name of the verse are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Ve'avoni Lo Kisiti Amarti Odeale Pishai Ladonai Ohewahe Ve'ata Nasata Avon Chatati Sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy, which is the year of the goat. The first verse that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tod zaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters, we create Satskiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse takes the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, and conceals it within this verse. The verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to its energy of the pause. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rachat Kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayachaskum. Achechem ha-levim, ad kelot ha-mlacha, v'ad yitkadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishre levav, leitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. We're able to take the first letters of these 25 words and permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 connects to the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavu iyam, asher yitrabe sham vishavtem, elayel nachol, vichalachti ichem, vichayai yeshno, varetz vihipasti, oto bekol alfei yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo Lanetsa Yo Begro Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom leami liYisrael untati vishakan tahta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ga'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God during the month of Kislev because it connects to silence. We are just going to scan the letters. I will say the number of the row only so that we can keep in unity. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9. There are three names, name number 13, name number 14, and name number 30. That connect to the year 5778. Now, to connect to the names of the Tzaddikim, the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, we will follow the same pattern. Scan the chart as I say the names of the rows. Row 1. Row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9. And the Tzaddikim who left during this night, the fourth day of Kislev, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, the Admor Yaakov David Kalish, Rabbi Eliyahu Kubaba, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Margulis, Rabbi Yaakov David Kalish, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai of Stretton, and Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Stern. In the eighth verse of the Anabekoah, we say in a whisper. You can find the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the handout for tonight, which is a Tikkuni Zohar class, and in the 19th row of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When you open up that landing page, it's in the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to class 15, which will be section 17A of the translation. Haftamah Acharat Lachakoni HaZohar Bereshit Bara Elokim VeGomer Ketiv HaMishkalim Yizahiru Kazoher Arakiya VeGomer Ela Vinun Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai V'Chav Ariv Rabbi Elazar B'Rabbi Barya V'Rabbi Abba V'Rabbi Yose V'Rabbi Chia V'Rabbi Chayo V'Rabbi Yitzhak Washear Habario Piaz Daharu Zahiru Leila Kazohar Harakia My Kazohar Ela Kadavadu Hai Chavora Askachmo Alaya La Aila Bekarau Leia Sefer HaZohar Bematzadiki Ariavin Beya Yehonashin Kachokavin Leolam Beat Dela Itashich Nechora d'yelachon le'alam ul'alme ala amin v'hahu zimna d'itzavar hai chavura reshutai atiyayav le'alihu le'iskama amchon Be'alko Mare Matyavata Bila Ila Vitata Viko Chayalin Bimalakin Alin Benashamatin Ali Le Alayan Bimehau Amhon Bias Kamota Urota Tachada Patachaliyahu Riyamarabon Almin Diyadnat Uchad Vilab Choshvan Antu Ale Alaa Ilaa Altol Ailain Sit yama al kos timin Layit machashava Hafisa bach kalal Ant Hu de apikat Eser tikonin Tekaranin Lon eser sefirin Be'anaga b'chon almin, Satimin dilat gailin, Be'almin diat galin, Uvachon it kasiat. Me'vini, me'bani, Nisa v'antzhu, Dikashir lonu michat, Lonu gin diant melagiav, Kolman de afiris, Chad min chavaria, Meilen eser, Id hashiv leia, Kailu afrish, Bach, Beilen eser sefirin, Inun azlin, Kasadarin, Chad Arich, V'chad Petzer, V'chad Beyonu Ogni, Beantu diam hig hig lone. Belet man diam hig lach lo le ilan. Belalatata velamiko si tra lehushin. Tekina adlon daminaihu. Parachim b'neshamatim b'beinei nasa kamaguthim takinat lon deitzkareyau gufa legabe levushin b'miksin alaychon deitzkareyau Tatrona dachaset diroa yamina yura diroa shema la tiferet gufa netzach bechod tirein shokim yitri yisod siyuma da gufa ot berit ket kodesh Malchot petora shebe alpe kirainam lo takama mochach mochaihu mati fishva malaka o bina levalva tele chalev mevin yali lein tirein Ketiv anastarot Lashem Elokeinu Ketir alion Ihu keter Malchut v'aleya Itmar magid Merashit Acharit v'ihu Karakafata Tetafali Malgav Ayahu Yudke Vavke Dehu Aroch Arach Atzilut Ayahu Shekiv Tehilana Bedaru Ao Beanafo Kamayad Yeshki Beilana Deit Ravi Behahu Shakiv, Rabon Haomim, Anat, Huolat, Aolot, Siva Hasubot, Deyashki, Leilana, Behahu, Navio, Behahu, Navio, Yahu. Kenashmata legufa, kaihu chaim legufa, ubach leyat, ramiyon, veleyat tiyukna, mikol ma delagav, delavar uvara, shemiya viara, viafikat minchon, Shemisha, the Sihara, the Kochveya, Umazali, Uvara, Alanin, the Dashin, the Ginata, the Eden, the Chayvan, the Yofin, the Nunin, Uvna, Nisha, Lishtamoda, Bechon alilan alin, ve'ech yitan ahagyon. Bechon alan, ve'tatayin, ve'ich ishtam odayin. Mi ala matatiya, ve'letida bach kalal. Section 17a. Everything comes down to the initial inspiration that comes from these insights that are offered here. Those who study Torah with this in mind are like the wise that shine with the radiance of the firmament. In fact, the radiance of the firmament are those Torah insights that speak into the deeper meanings of consciousness. The higher thoughts contained in the Zohar reflect that which is already present above. It is by connection with these higher thoughts that the many are brought to righteousness of the recognition of holiness. This recognition of holiness is the core of the way things work, and this is an eternal principle. Elijah, in today's parlance, represents the outsourcing of the revelation that voiced through him and is understood within our own thought atmosphere. In this way, the unification of holiness is shared above and below, regardless of the level of attainment. What this is saying is that people can study the Zohar, whether they have studied the Talmud completely or not at all. People can study the Zohar because the revelation of the light from the Zohar will affect them and start to draw them towards righteousness. Continuing to read. There is a unity high and hidden beyond thought, since thought is secondary and descriptive and encompassing, and you are without bounds. The Sephirot are presented in their unity of concealment, and yet by their awareness there exists the capacity for the direction of these hidden worlds, both revealed and not revealed. This direction has to do with our focus in any given moment and the attention we direct towards that focus. The key here is that in focusing upon one, we are focusing on all. We cannot therefore perceive the simple attributes of one without relating it to the entire panoply of the unfolding of what is to come. The Sephirot are byproduct of the higher process of connection that may only be initiated from within by the source, that is, the mystery. Out of these Sephirot is the superimposed visualization of the body, the centers of awareness called arms, body, and legs, and the organ of generation that completes this image serves to fulfill the oral Torah, or the mouth, which is Malchut, the place where creation speaks its intention to fruition. The inner thought and the heart of Chachma and Bina are conversations of holiness that are hidden until our awareness rises to the level of recognizing them within. The way of emanation of the higher, or the way of emanation, or higher Keter, contains the end in the beginning, issuing from forth holiness, just as water integrates a tree and then grows through the emanations of holiness. They grow in connection with the unity ever present rising from above. This is the spirit body, unseen, and is the framework upon which the body resides, and is kept together by the unity of the holy name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The fountain that waters the tree is made up of all the insights, revelations, holy words, names, and higher thoughts that bring forth every blessing, including the blessing of life itself. Don't bother trying to fathom the depths of holiness. It is unreachable, and yet connection is always available. So that you should recognize the organization of above and below, part is revealed to awaken your awareness. This awareness grows and perceives various levels and still cannot encompass the all. Unified above and below, you are over all. Imagine the Sephirot and all their aspects, how they are called, their names, like the angels. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We will start reading section B. Veni Zohar Daf Yud Zayin Ayin Bet Uvara Manach Leat Yachida Bialiyah Utata Vianat Beishtamuda Adon Al Kola Bekol Sefirin Kol Chad Ayat Lea Shem Yadia Uvahom Itkariu Malakaya Viant Lea Lecha Shem Yadia Diant hu mimala l'cho shemahem. Vianat hu shalimu deko kal ho bekadant. Desatalak minahon ishtarim kalaho. Shemahem tegufa bela nishmata antachim. Dila b'chi kama yada antu mavin dila mavina yadiya leyat bechatar yadiya elali ishtamoda'a tokficha b'chi lach mavina nasha v'lach haza'a Lon Aich At Nahig Alma Bedina Uvirachami De Anun Tzadik Umashpat Kapom Ovadichon Devavina Nashadin Nihu Gavurai Mishpat Amoda Emsa ita, Sedek Malkota, Kadisha, Maazina, Tadik Harim, Sameka, Keshot, Chain Tadik, Ot Buriat, Kaola, Liachazaa, Ech Anahig, Alma, Avalagait. Lach tzadik yediya deihu din v'la'av hamishapat yediya deihu rachimai v'la'av mikol ilen madot kalal kom Rabbi Shimon v'tachadashon milin al yedicha Teharashota Hayit Lecha Legala Razin Tamirim Alidcha Alyadcha Madela Ityahav Rashu Legala Lashum Barnash Adkan Kam Rabbi Shimon Patach Biamar Lecha Hashem Hagadola V'Hagavura V'Tomer Ilaim Shemav Inun Demikim Dechavarun Uraya Mehimana Itaru Mishnata Aton Akitsu berananu shokani afar Il alini nun sadikiya Dainun mesitra Dehahu deitmar Beyanishna Velebiar Belavinun matim uginda itmar. Telephone hakitu the urnanu with gomeraya mehimana. Antavahan hakitu the rinanu the itaruta. Peshikinta theaya ishana the galuta. The Adkan Tzadik, Tzadikia, Talho Matimakin, the Shinata the Chorifan, Miyad Yehivat, Shekinta Talat Kalav, Talat Kalam, Kalin, the Gabe Reaya, Mehaimanana. Reiti Leonati Tamati Tehatamonech Batsion Le Yosif Tehagalutich Sheroshi Namala Talmai Namala Dalila Amar Kucha Perifu ant hashivat kemiyoma keit charav bet kekadasha ya'alana babeta kili ya'alna bi'eshova lav hakidila a'alana Kozimna diant kegiluta, hari lecha simana, sharishiv nemala, tol hai sakinta gagaluta, shalimo dila vachayim dila, ihu tal vedaihu yud evave, I shakinta dilam choshvantal ela yudke bal tisaliku itvan dechashvintal tiayehi malia lishkinta minaveho tikomakorin. Alam mida kam reayo mehaimana yavahem kadishin amiya ad kan raza tiyachuda mikan vailaha parashata kadima'a to see Trey Oraita, Tatach Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Bereshit Dara Elohim, Sod Hashem Le Yeriav Uvarito, the Hodayam, Sod Ilem, Inun Shavin Temanin, Te'it parash milat, parishit v'hai parshita. Tatona de dama'a, parishit bereshit betreshit. Zeh hashiar, Hashem tzadikim, yavao bodaihu. Tiraya Dutadi Gayo Deya Eat Lone Rishulaila Iala Taman Bidala. Section 17b. It is the unity of an emanation that is the driving force of creation. This is the supreme principle that animates everything, and without which there is nothing. This paragraph, this sentence, this verse is something that needs to be read and felt and lived. It's an extremely powerful statement. Cause and effect are what we are taught by the sovereignty of judgment and mercy, so that we may directly experience our recognition of the way things work. Judgment is the effect that reaches back to the cause. This is something we may only see by reflection. Elijah, who has been speaking, gives express permission to reveal the mysteries that come through Rabbi Shimon's innate understanding. Rabbi Shimon calls forth the Shekhinah, which represents the awareness of the way things work. Only through this awareness may the righteous become enlightened. The Shekhinah gives voice to awaken, to inspire, and to enlighten. Our response is to open, awake, and to give up our exile or our blocked perception. The Shekhinah arises via our recognition and our reflection upon holiness. It is the unity of being that sends forth the Shekhinah, being quiescent in the holy name until our recognition draws her out of exile, filling her from the fountain of all higher thoughts. And so begins the 70 ways that the word Bereshit is described, explained in this opening passage of the Torah. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have a mini Zohar class at 4:30, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. And I'm just reminding you that not knowing the schedule with my children for Thanksgiving, I may not be able to make those scheduled classes. But please tune in, see if I'm there, and if so, let's ask your questions. And let's understand the teachings of the Zohar. Shalom to all. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Shalom.
Thank you.